Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive, and he offers himself to every person on the earth and offers to fellowship with them. Lord, we thank you for everything. Thank you for revealing this to us. I believe with those listening for their needs, and that you'll reveal your glory to them. I also pray for the Middle East. I pray for the peace of Israel, the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, send out laborers into the harvest in the wonderful name, into the Middle East and to Israel. And we bless the ministries that are doing that in Israel and in the Middle East, and in the wonderful name of Jesus. Man was born to fellowship with God. His presence in glory is beyond description. His name is Jehovah God Almighty, and his Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Do you realize that you and every person on the earth was born to fellowship with God, and that fellowship is so glorious, it's beyond words, beyond description. He is beyond description. When someone meets him, and of course it's all common sense, just go directly to him. Seek him till you find him. When someone does, they find everything that they were created for and born to do for eternity. Amen. This is the treasure. This is treasure. Jesus gave the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. That's the glory of God. That's the presence of Jesus. Jesus is available. I'm so excited to present some things to you, hopefully in a different way, but it all goes back to Jesus. Amen. It's simple. So glorious, so wonderful. And also in this short podcast, I'm going to present some new things about our ministry. In case anyone says, well, you're saying the same things again, it's all, we need to hear it again and again. I need to hear it. The glory of the Lord is available. When someone finds him, everything else disappears. We are canceled. Amen. This is how we walk with him, and it's just so glorious. Here's what I've been trying to put into words. Our most holy faith is an eternal revelation of the only true God. Amen. And an eternal revelation of Jesus Christ. It's just so wonderful, and I hope that this is encouraging to you, that everything about Jesus Christ reveals the only true God. And as we walk with Jesus, he gets more and more wonderful, more and more glorious, more and more greater revelations. You know, that famous scripture, we go from glory to glory. One glorious revelation to another of Jesus the Christ, who is the full revelation of God. Amen. I mean, it's so wonderful. Now, here's something also new that I don't think I've ever said in all the years of this podcast. What I'm about to say is beyond words. Jesus is the Lord God Almighty, right? Amen. And yet he said, my Father is greater than I. My Father is greater than all. He spoke about their relationship. And so here's this. And this is a mystery of the kingdom, and I believe that you're worthy to hear it, because I want to just express these things. As wonderful as Jesus is, and all of his, you know, his nature, his qualities, his attributes, the things he does, to think his Father, the only true God, has all of those even greater. As you can tell, what I'm trying to say is really beyond human words and beyond our human comprehension. The Holy Spirit can reveal these deep things of God, but it's very safe to say, based on Jesus' words, you know, remember, he said, my Father is greater than I. My Father is greater than all. He spoke about their relationship. He spoke about remember he said, fear him. Two examples. Remember Jesus said, someone called him good teacher. This is in Mark 10. And he said, no one is good but one, that is God. That's amazing that he said that. But considering that Jesus Christ is God, right? Okay, and then he also said, fear him who has power to cast both body and soul into hell. He's emphasized that. He's speaking about his Father. I just want to generally present this wonderful revelation. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. Jesus Christ is the full revelation of God, of the Father God Almighty. Yet they are separate. And we can safely say, you take every one of Jesus' wonderful, glorious qualities and attributes, and the Father God's has the same ones, of course, even greater. So to think, is that even possible that our most holy faith is so wonderful, yet it's getting more and more wonderful and more, you know, the only true God as we walk with Him through Jesus Christ? The only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit get more and more wonderful, more and more glorious, more and more. It's just so awesome. And again, Jesus Christ, what a privilege to know Him, to think that we can spend eternity with Him, that He offers Himself fully, this wonderful Savior, the Good Shepherd, the Bread of Life, this glory to God forever. Reinhard Bonnke, even, I remember him specifically saying, I'm glad Jesus didn't come up as a policeman behind us saying, I got you. He's the wonderful Good Shepherd. He's the light of the world. Recommended reading, of course, the Gospel of John and all those wonderful, the seven I Am revelations. And to think that He is the full revelation of the only true God. We need to get our views of Jesus and the Father closer and closer together. But again, Jesus said, my Father is greater than I. Okay, back to the primary subject of this new series called Man is Born to Fellowship with God. That's a great example of the Almighty God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit's love that He would offer to fellowship. The most exclusive person and being in the universe, the most exclusive, like outside of Him, there is nothing. Yet, we see that He sent His Son to die for the world, sent His Son as a man to the earth, lived just like us, lived for 33 years, died for the world, rose again, the resurrection, the greatest miracle. Jesus is alive in heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, offering everything a person was created for, offering even to fellowship with someone, offering eternal life. Reinhard Bonnke emphasized that so greatly. Jesus offers life everlasting. This is the And Reinhard did speak about fellowship. He said, wonderful fellowship that He has spread for you at His table. That's the words he used. Fellowship. All of these revelations of Him, the only true God, and His love, His mercy that He has offered. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, six proofs that we were born to fellowship with God. I'm going to put these in the notes. This is something I haven't shared I may have never shared this, but it's all right. It's in the Bible. The first one is Jesus revealed it in Revelation 3:20. I want to finish up with some practical things. Okay, these six revelations, the second one, the first person created was in the glory of God in fellowship with Him, Adam. Number three, Jesus spoke about treasure hidden in a field. Number four, Jesus revealed the anointing in John 7:38. Number five, Paul wrote about fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's a famous verse. 2 Corinthians. And then in number 6, whoever makes it to heaven will fellowship with God forever, with Jesus. Okay, a practical thing, but also spiritual. Someone may say, well, how can I do this? How can I fellowship with God? Well, it's a relationship, and there's 4 phases of knowing Him. Fellowship is in the 4th phase. Now, every day, we as believers have the privilege of choosing to follow Him and to seek Him and so forth. And in that process of seeking Him, there's 3 realms of prayer. Jesus revealed those. And there's, so it's seeking Him, but also waiting on the Lord. And He'll withdraw His presence. He hides. Remember, that's this week I'd like to give a message about that. He hides to test us, to see what's in our hearts. And most people don't pass these tests. You understand, most people don't even get saved. That's a serious thing. Most believers, we do other things except instead of seeking Him. Now, and in that process, we go into those 3 phases, and a great man of God teaches about this. He will give someone a touch and to see what they do with it. And when someone gets that touch, it's just, you'll know. I mean, you'll absolutely know. Tears will become a person's language. You know, this is the Almighty God, and what is He like? Jesus the Christ. This wonderful Savior and Good Shepherd, and it's just so glorious. And the Holy Spirit is the great revealer of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. Amen. What a glorious privilege. Do you realize that this is, it's like there's almost really no analogy that we can give for it, but it would be like if the most powerful king on the earth, who is the richest person and the most powerful person, told someone and said, hey, I want you to come and spend the whole day with me, not just the whole day, but you'll get to spend eternity with me. And this king offers them just, you know, I don't like using money as an example, but just offers his kingdom. And someone says, no, I'm not going to take you up on that. I'm just going to go and continue. I mean, that's a faint. That is not even an accurate analogy. I mean, this is God Almighty. So we see the foolishness of we as humans if we don't seek Him. Okay. So this week I do want to speak more about, okay, seeking the Lord and how He hides and the 3 realms of prayer. But it's so glorious. Remember, it's exciting, and this is what we were created to do. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I think as we go deeper with Him, it gets simpler and simpler. And it is simple. Amen. Amen. So, final subject, practical matters. Our ministry is here for you. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Our websites that we've created are getting a lot of traffic, and, you know, praise the Lord for that. These websites are intended to just be a blessing, to proclaim the gospel to anyone who finds them. Please join us in this initiative. We do need your prayers and partnership. We need your financial support. It does cost money to do websites, but we've got it. We do it fairly efficiently with very little promotion. We haven't even counted. It's at least 50 or 60 people from 50 or 60 nations have found these sites. And just yesterday, here's just a brief list. people who have visited our sites are in London, Stockholm, Sweden, two cities in Germany, in the U.S., major cities, Chicago, New York City, L.A., Seattle, Dallas, Washington, D.C., around the nation, Atlanta, Beijing, China, Amsterdam, Seoul, South Korea, several cities in China, Delhi, India, Russia, Putian China, Zumadian China, Beijing, China, Malaysia, several more cities in Europe, Latvia, in Canada, Montreal, Kiev, Ukraine. So this is great news. These are on our homepage, most of the sites. And remember, some have just been created in the last few days. Some are one-page sites. Some have 5 pages or 10 pages or more. I'm actually very excited about, for example, the sacrificeofjesus.com. Put together maybe 2 weeks ago, but it's just to realize what Jesus Christ did is just truly incredible. And then the sites like jesusloves.org, jesusgives.com. There's a lot of potential with these sites. Our goal is to do a website for every book that we've done. We've done more than 45 Christian books. And then also for the entire list of the things that we put together that Jesus does, we've added to the list in the last 2 days. There's so much more. We added Jesus confesses. What did he say? He said, "He who confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father and the holy angels." That's incredible. Do you realize how incredible that is, that Jesus will confess someone's name before the Father God Almighty and the angels? I mean, just every promise of Jesus is just staggering. We added that Jesus honors. Well, the Father God honors. He said, "Anyone who serves me, him my Father will honor." That's awesome. We've added, there's so much more. Reinhard Bonnke said, "With God is only increase." Amen. Let's let the Holy Spirit reveal all this and do all this in us, that we can rest in him. He's the Almighty God. Amen. If God's for us, who can be against us? You know, let's do confess these wonderful things. And now here, let me finish with this. I was thinking about this earlier. This is quite an amazing thing. We know that our words are so important. It's so important for us to, famous verses, you know, famous verse, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And so it's all because, of course, God made us into his image, and we function and operate like the Almighty God. He speaks. Jesus speaks. We see that Jesus speaks super positive words of you know, faith. Amen. And so that's what we are to do. And I was just thinking about this. It's great to say, you know, "I am redeemed. I am a believer. I'm a spirit-filled believer in Jesus Christ. Amen." When we say those things, that gets into our spirit person, and it empowers us. Okay. Now, there's also a time when we should be silent and pray in tongues, right? To ourselves, you know, or pray in tongues out loud and build up our spirit person. But here's, I'd want to just at least say, you know, if someone says the negatives, well, that's what they will get if someone says, I am an atheist. Well, that's not good. I mean, that they're going to, they have thought about it and they've decided that, and they're saying, I know that sounds simple, but that's, they are hurting themselves. Why would they do that? Let's do the positives. Amen. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And it's very powerful. The Holy Spirit can reveal how important, of course, our beliefs are and what we do and our actions. Also, our words. Absolutely. So anyway, that's something I just wanted to say. Blessings. Thank you for listening.